This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
Ryan Routh appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carried the rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registered to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City Monday night on sealed federal charges. Ongoing investigations have centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as it deals with a strike by union machinists. This is ABC News. The U.S. Coast Guard has opened a hearing on the implosion of the Titan submersible last year that killed all five people aboard on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic.
Officials revealing one of the last messages from Titan to its support ship was, quote, all good here. Also newly revealed, there were 70 equipment issues in 2021 and 48 more in 2022. The original engineer of Titan saying he wasn't aware the goal was to go to Titanic, and it hasn't been known until now. The Titan partially sank 4 weeks before the incident, and the hull of Titan was not pressure tested industry standards. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration investigating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over a 20-year-old episode in which his daughter, Kick, told Town and Country magazine her dad used a chainsaw to decapitate a dead whale that had washed ashore at Squaw Island, Massachusetts, tied it to their vehicle and drove it back home in New York State. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league. And you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for partly cloudy skies in the overnight and light and variable winds. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday, sunny skies and light south winds. Highs in the upper 80s. Sunshine upper 80s again on Wednesday. Right now, it's 61.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program, Chief Justice John Roberts apparently was doing Donald Trump's work for him. The New York Times breaking this in a major story this morning that has just echoing around the information sphere last February he sent a memo to his eight colleagues saying basically we've got to do everything we can to protect Donald Trump. You know, it's kind of weird because he actually got the liberals to go along with him to a large extent on this. And although they didn't ultimately on presidential immunity, they fought back vigorously on that. Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent. It's really a remarkable story. And John Roberts, I mean, people forget who John Roberts is. John Roberts was a young lawyer who was hired into the Reagan Justice Department. When he was at the Reagan Justice Department, he wrote a lengthy memo. He spent like a half a year doing the research on this. His job was to try to figure out how to criminalize abortion, even though Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was 73. This was the 1980s. And so he did this in-depth literature dive, deep dive into literature. This is in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court. And he came up with this 27-page, as I recall, I've got to print it out at home, 27-page memo that I don't think anybody's ever seen or discussed about how the way that the Reagan administration could make abortion illegal is to have Congress pass a law saying that abortion is now illegal and that the Supreme Court can't rule on it. In other words, John Roberts was an advocate for court stripping when he was in the Reagan Justice Department. He is a Catholic who firmly believes that abortion is murder and has held that position and aggressively holding that position in the Reagan administration. And he is a partisan Republican. His wife has made over $10 million working with law firms that want to hire lawyers who are then going to ultimately argue before the Supreme Court. He was down in Florida in 2000 helping the George W. Bush campaign figure out how to stop the steal, how to prevent the recount down in Florida that would have shown that Al Gore actually won the election. That's who John Roberts is. And it's getting pretty weird. It's just getting pretty weird here with the Supreme Court. All right. Speaking of weird, Sheriff Bruce D. Zukowski, who took office in 2021, he's a sheriff in Portage County, Ohio. And here we go again. He said, he posted this on his Facebook page. He said, when people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? That's, you know, his way of characterizing Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. He said, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, we'll already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Right. So the sheriff is like, hey, everybody, start writing down the names and addresses of those people who have the Harris signs out there. And then, you know, when Trump becomes president, we can dump the
illegal aliens
and on their front doorsteps or whatever. It's just more hate. This is all these people have. They don't want to talk about, you know, helping young people get a decent education in America. No, they want to hate on queer people and on black people. They don't want to talk about having, you know, health care in the United States be widely available, being a right rather than a privilege like it is in every other developed country. No, they want to keep health care as a major profit center. We pay twice as much for health care as any other developed country in the world. And the reason why is because you've got multiple layers of people in the middle, you know, corporations basically, from pharmacy benefit managers to hospital managers to private medical practices to all that are just skimming money off the top. And of course, a lot of that money goes to the Republicans as campaign donations. They don't care. They don't care about, you know, health care. They don't care about education in the United States. They don't care about young people. They don't care about the future of the planet. You know, we've got, you know, global warming now. The atmosphere holds more moisture, and so we're seeing floods all over the world, including here in the United States. People literally dying every week from climate change in the United States. Republicans are still saying it doesn't even exist. As long as the money keeps flowing from the fossil fuel billionaires, as long as Charles Koch keeps funding all of the groups out there, you know, ALEC and everything else, they're all good with it. No problem. And now... Speaking of crazy, this is our crazy alert for the day. This is genuinely crazy. Laura Loomer is a two-time failed congressional candidate. She ran in Florida, actually. In fact, once she ran in Trump's district, she was too crazy for the Republicans. She heckled Ron DeSantis with a bullhorn while spreading lies about his wife's cancer diagnosis. She's a racist. When Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucus, died of cancer in July, Loomer posted online that she was, quote, a ghetto bitch, end quote, and suggested she was, quote, going to hell. She's openly Islamophobic. She hates Muslims. When Twitter banned her because of her hate speech on Twitter, she handcuffed herself to Twitter's New York office building while wearing a yellow Jewish star. She is Jewish, by the way. Not that that has anything to do with any of this. She practices stochastic terrorism regularly. She openly promoted the notion that the Biden administration's policies are, quote, pushing people to the point of no return. This is the way of encouraging violence, right? She said, someone's going to snap. We'll see more shootings taking place, and I'm not going to care when that happens. These are open calls for violence. She's also a MAGA fascist. She once toasted Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist who was celebrating the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, the guy who openly celebrates not Hitler and Nazism. She was on Tim's show, Tim Pool's show. He's one of the guys that RT was funding. She doubled down on her call to execute traitors as treasonous. Those would be, quote, people who engaged in an unconstitutional witch hunt against Donald Trump, end quote. And she's the protege of Roger Stone. She's also the person who first was aggressively promoting the story of dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. And now it appears she's Trump's new girlfriend. These stories are just all over the internet. She's trying to push back. He's trying to shrug his shoulders. But he's got his hands all over her. She's got her hands all over him. She's snuggling up to him and telling him that she loves him. And this is just what we see in public. And his wife is nowhere to be seen. And, you know, it's like the evangelical writer, like, yeah, we don't care what Trump does. We knew all along he wasn't a Christian. We knew all along he was a bad man. We think he's our Cyrus, our King Cyrus. King Cyrus was the Persian king who sheltered some Jews during a time of persecution. And so he's our King Cyrus. He's going to take care of us. Right. What he really is... is he's the neo-fascist who wants to end democracy in the United States and around the world in collaboration with Vladimir Putin. It's just that simple.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value from now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlook Stands. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal landmarks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking for fall fun? Chicken Ridge Farms is opening its doors for the season. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for the big opening weekend. They're open Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October. Choose from a variety of pumpkins. Let the kids enjoy games in a bounce house. Get lost in the corn maze and enjoy delicious food and drinks. Just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Don't miss out on all the fun at Chicken Ridge Farms.
Sitting in the backseat of Daddy's old Chevrolet. 12 years old, going to the family fishing hole. Parked by the dock in the shade of the willow tree. My dad looks back and he hands a pole to me. There's a hole.
sad. That's sad.
See me rolling down the Rocky Mountains, moving like the wind that sweeps the Kansas plains. I know you're with me as I make my way through Oklahoma, past the barns and weather vanes. There are motels, cafes, fields, and billboard signs. A thousand miles of highway between your heart and mine. There will finally come a moment when one man and one woman get everything that they've been waiting for. I'll take you in my arms again, feel your skin against my skin. Across the Mississippi, you're the river flowing in me, coming home. I count each heartbeat till the moment we're together, and the distance can't be measured. That's all that keeps me going.
Can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick
call. Hi, I'm Pete Rose, and I approve of this message.
I ought to quit smoking. Ought not to be drinking like I do. I should eat my peas and carrots just like my mama told me to. When you said you were gonna leave, the day you left, I should have got down on my knees. Love ought to be frightening, but it ain't. I should get over you, but I just can't. And old Pete Rose ought to be in the Hall of Fame. That's just one of those things that I can't change. I ought to slow
as fast as I do.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
And the things I tell the bartender,
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
My Routh appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carried the rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registered to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City Monday night on sealed federal charges. Ongoing investigations have centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as a deal with the strike by union machinists. This is ABC.
You'd be here
more
with
news,
me.
Conversations,
and
a whole lot
so
of fun.
Happy.
It's all on your local Civic Media Radio station or the Civic News.
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. The Children's Defense Fund says the bill could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says 30% of all children live in poverty. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
I've had time to do some
things. This is your hometown radio.
Even when
refreshed,
I'm not
keeping
drinking.
You informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media
my
Network.
Mind. Sometimes on the road we travel,
and the awards are
good
looks,
good
despite the Bear receiving
unravel.
The most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy
best
series in a single year is 23. Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and won Best Mama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. Shogun won 18 Emmys in its first season.
The last time I saw you,
this is the second time the Emmys was held for it. The fourth and seventh was held in January.
Last time I saw you. Sell all
absolutely
your things and
brilliant show. For more show this far, tune into Nightlight with me, Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for perfect lighting skies in the overnight and light at 34 minutes. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s.
That we
for your Tuesday, sunny skies and lights out winds.
High
in the 80s. Sunshine upper 80s again on Wednesday.
The last
it's 60
time I saw you was in the hot of
Gold contest. Be here.
The last time I saw you.
at Super Bowl. Becomes the new star.
Okay, Josh. Thanks for the call. Little south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, morning trouble. Stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler. And he like his fancy clothes. And he like shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Madonna.
jealous man. Took the fight to fighting, they went and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Tom Hartman. Visit Tower.
If you're looking for a fun weekend with a touch of tradition, come on down to the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show this Friday and Saturday. We've got something for everyone, from the grand parade to exciting horse, truck, and tractor pulls. Stroll through the lively midway, grab some delicious food, and take a chance at winning one of the two $2,500 cash prizes in this year's raffle. Make sure to stick around for the big finale with the Tradesman Band rocking the stage Saturday night. It's all happening at the 93rd Annual Horse and Colt Show in Viola this weekend. Don't miss out.
Bothered to start your book.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered, literally, from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit RichardsInsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance. We insure your peace of mind.
$100 cash. Gold diamond. The heart of Wisconsin flavor and Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Greens. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. Eat something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green.
Like yourself.
Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vape is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Come on, Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Washington County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson,
as a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Don Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Station on air.
But there's nothing.
Did you know we are always streaming our TV and the Civic Media apps? And if you miss a show or day, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website,
the right wing machine. Promises are well, but only. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night. Muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little.
Hey, Major, I noticed that Friday, President Biden.
Daddy said I like to slip off too when everything starts closing in. And I got some ways that the world don't agree with. Yeah, some folks would call it a sin. But I work like a dog, and I'm good at my job, and I live for a one-day weekend. So I'm taking off, and I might stay a week. Hell, I may never come back again. I need a breather, sweet senorita, writing my name in the sand. I need a break from this job and this angry boss man. Chair by the ocean, just sit back and take it all in. Yeah, I got the fever, and I need a breather again. The people at work, they think I'm a loner, but I need some time to myself. I don't want to waste my precious vacation living for somebody else. Cause I'll have a drink and I might fall down, and I don't think that they'd understand. I know it all sounds a little bit crazy. Well, maybe that's just what I am. I need a breather, sweet senorita, writing my name in the sand.
WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Jordan Boyer discriminated against people with adult content creations, and John Nichols from Up the Nation magazine in the Cap Time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
At the office, and I'm getting blamed for it all.
Maxie on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine? I've only been back for a couple of days, and I'm already climbing the wall.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join us on the program.
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM WTF.